This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Well, last weekend, Stephen Bowditch picked up his second PGA Tour victory with his second win in Texas, this time at the AT&T Byron Nelson. It's a pleasure to welcome Stephen Bowditch to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hello, Stephen.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm great. Thanks for taking the time to do this.
No problem at all.
It appeared, Stephen, that you did something Sunday that you don't see often on the PGA Tour. It seems like you had control of that tournament all day Sunday, and you were going to make somebody play well to beat you. Did it feel that way?
No, it didn't feel like that. I think I used a quote yesterday of a bit of a duck on the pond. You know, I was pretty calm on the surface, but inside my feet and my heart were moving a mile a minute. So, you know, it's I guess it's, you know, like most things in sport, you don't want to sort of give up your cards, and so I just try to stay calm and use the experience that I gained on, you know, throughout my career, and it seemed to pay off.
How wet and how difficult was that golf course?
It was wet, but you know what, for the amount of rain they really had, you know, there's a lot of other golf courses in the Metroplex that were completely out of play. So you know, for us to be out there playing was a credit to the golf staff there and the PGA Tour for getting all that ready. It was unbelievable, and the greens, you know, the greens were actually in really good shape, which was quite an amazing feat.
I know you don't get to be a front runner often on the PGA Tour, but do you like that role? Are you comfortable in that role?
Yeah, I guess, you know, I was a front runner in San Antonio when I won, you know, last year. So, and most of my tournaments I won in my amateur career, and a few smaller ones in my professional stuff. It seems to be the way. If I do win, that's sort of where I come from. So, I haven't really had too many wins from behind, to be honest. So, I guess I do feel comfortable there, you know, it's just one of those ones. I'm an aggressive player, so as long as I stick to my game plan, I should be pretty good.
Are you a scoreboard watcher during the round?
Yeah, I am. Yep, I do. Some reason I don't know how people don't do it, to be honest.
That was going to be my question.
So I look over there all the time, and you know, I also like to see how all the rest of my buddies are doing and stuff like that.
Yeah, that was going to be my question. I don't understand these people who say they don't look at a scoreboard.
Yeah, I just, they're everywhere. I'm just not sure how they do that. I don't know whether they say they don't and they do, or I don't know. It's just hard for me to do. So I don't, you know, it's kind of hard. It's always in the you know, in your peripheral vision or somewhere. It's everywhere. It's every second hole. So it's pretty impressive if they don't.
I know it's great to win any golf tournament on the PGA Tour, but how special is it to win one named after Byron Nelson?
It is, you know, Byron Nelson. I unfortunately never got to meet Byron, but you know, I was Miss Peggy Nelson. She was on the first tee on the weekend there, and giving out Byron's favorite cookies that he used to eat before he went and played golf. And you know, to have my name under that trophy is quite an amazing. You know, I feel very privileged to be able to do that. And you know, he's an amazing human being, and definitely someone that we all aspire to be at the end of our careers.
Well, now I have to ask, what were the cookies?
I can't tell you. They're the secret.
Oh, they're a secret.
No, they were just. I think I had oatmeal one on Saturday, and then I had a choc chip on Sunday. So, yeah, basic and really good cookies.
We are talking with Stephen Bowditch, winner last week at the AT&T Byron Nelson. Tell me about the new putter you put in the bag for that.
It's actually been in the bag for probably 2 months now. The only difference I started to feel a little bit light in my hands the last couple of weeks. So I added about 10 grams on Monday or Tuesday, and just started to feel pretty good in my hands, and Yeah, it was, you know, not a new putter. It was something I'm comfortable with. I never changed length or lie or loft or anything like that. It was just, I just added a little bit of weight, and I knew the greens were going to be a little bit slower because of all the rain we've had too, so it sort of, it helped in that regard as well.
What's it take, Stephen, to at the level at which you play to change a golf club, to change a putter? What does it take to move one out and move one in? Much or not much?
You know, a lot of players are different. It takes a lot. It depends how long it's been in there, obviously. If it's something that's been in there quite a while, and when they keep, you know, when all these companies keep bringing out new equipment, it's definitely tough then when you have a favorite club and, you know, obviously they want you to use the newer stuff. That's when it's tough, but when you have the new stuff in there and it's not quite right, it's not quite right, you know. I probably changed drivers this year, I don't know, probably 10 different times, same driver, but just tweaking it until I found something. So, you know, it's pretty common out here to see guys changing a lot, and then sort of when they don't, they don't, you know what I mean? It's and then as soon as the new stuff comes out, they got to do it all again. So it's sort of a big rotation, but it is hard to do sometimes. So but adding weight and taking off weight's really not that. A lot of guys do that quite often. That's not really a big thing at all.
It's a game of math and numbers out there for you guys. Everything is calculated. But with a putter, for you especially, Stephen, is it still feel? Is it still look? Or is it still? Or do you rely on those numbers?
No, I'm definitely the first. I'm feeling look. I like to, you know, look down and see something that, you know, looks, I guess, pretty to me. You know, even through all my clubs, it's one of those ones where if it looks good to you, you know, that's the first part of it, I think, for me anyway, and then becomes the feel and the weight. I don't really concentrate on the numbers too much. I mean, I do a little bit at the end of the day, you know, see where we stand and what we need to work on for the next day, but all in all, or sort of first things first, I guess, is to have that weight and that feel and that look ready to go.
The win gets you back to Hawaii. It gets you back here in Augusta in April. You played well in your first Masters. Tell me what the experience was like.
Yeah, it was an unbelievable experience. It was something that, you know, this year I obviously didn't get to play, so to be sitting there watching on the couch this year, it was, and I had such a great time last year with all my family and friends, and I played good. I feel like the golf course is set up, you know, pretty good for me. You know, I think I finished 26th,
yeah,
maybe,
I mean,
25th, somewhere around there.
You played
and,
well.
You know, I was excited. I was so excited, but it was one of those ones like, man, I can actually, you know, maybe do well here. So when I was sitting on the couch watching it again this year, it was just that little bit extra motivation. Man, I want to get back there again and give it another go without all the hype and, you know what I mean, the first time sort of stuff and really get there and try and have a good crack.
What was the most surprising thing about that golf course in the first visit?
How hilly it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, to be honest, you know, high def TV obviously helps, but it's still not even close to when you get there in person and how much undulation and how big those greens are. It's an amazing, and yeah, not a piece of grass out of place. It's an amazing place.
A lot was made of you and Amanda getting married at TPC Las Colinas. When you were there and when you were on the grounds, did you guys dare to dream that, you know, why don't I just go win this golf tournament?
Yeah, I did a little bit. You know, it was definitely something. It was something we nearly talked about. You know, when we're taking pictures back there, it was, man, it'd be nice to, you know, be back on this green someday. You know, taking another photo. So it's definitely something we thought about and be able to do it this, you know, this close. I guess, you know, only 3 years ago since we got married 4 years ago. So it's, you know, it was quite a surreal feeling and something that I'll obviously never forget.
What feels different about a second win than the first win? Did you feel the need to validate the first win?
Yeah, to be honest, you do. You always have that, I guess, was it lucky, whether it's with your peers or the media or, you know, whoever it may be, and yourself, you know, it's more mainly yourself. Was that luck? Was it, especially the way I won, you know, I won with 76 in the final round because the conditions were so tough in San Antonio, my first one. So you sort of always have that, well, you know, he didn't really. He just sort of hung on and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But then to shoot 64 in the last round when leading was a great confidence boost. And I guess you're right, you know, validation to you know, I do belong out here on the PGA Tour and keep doing what I'm doing. And all the stuff that I'm doing is working, you know. We're moving in the right direction each year.
I see you got a birthday coming up this week. How will you guys celebrate?
I actually got a 36-hole qualifier for the U.S. Open, so I'm going to be grinding as much as I can on Monday, playing 36 holes in the rain here, and it looks like it's going to rain in Ohio. So not much celebration. So maybe Tuesday.
Well, best of luck this week. Best of luck in the qualifier, Stephen. Thank you for taking the time to do this.
No problem at all. Thank you so much for having me on the show. Most appreciated.